No, I just really want to get off to a good start. You know, I think we have a better football team. Somehow we have a better football team than we had last year. We had a pretty good team last year. I think a lot of guys are hungry. A lot of guys are ready to go strap it up for real and really just go out there, enjoy ourselves, have a lot of fun, and try to win a lot of football games.
What's made you guys better?
I just think the mindset of a lot of the new guys that came in, because a lot of the free agents we brought in, they knew how we did it, but until you do it, you really get a feel for what the way we go about doing business. And I think they're all just hungry. All, you know, Gerard and Mike Myers and Courtney and all those guys, you know, having that taste of winning in their mind, they love it. You know what I'm saying? And you see those guys around here smiling a lot. And those guys are ready to get back on the field and go at it again.
Hard to prepare for a coach in his first game, maybe not knowing what they're going to do, especially defensively?
Can't worry about it. You know, we really have to focus on ourselves. We really have to focus on executing, making sure we protect the football. Offensively, we have to protect the football. Defensively, we need to get the ball back as many times as possible. And, you know, it's going to be a hostile environment. It's going to be a lot of ups and downs. And they have a good football team. You know, offensively, they've been one of the best football teams in the last 7 years. I know for a fact they've been up there in the tops. And defensively, they struggled a little bit. That's why they changed everything. They spent millions and millions and millions of dollars on defensive guys, and they're going to get some dividends out of those guys, and we have to prepare for that. But at the same time, we have to make sure we do our job, man. And they can only line up 11. They don't get 12. So, you know, we have to line up 11 and our best 11 against their best 11 and see who comes out on top.
Anything unique about playing in that building?
You know what? I don't think I've ever won in that building. That's one thing I don't like. But, you know, so on. Thing they changed the field, so that's good. They changed the field to field turf, so we got a chance now. So that it's a crazy atmosphere. Every time you play in a dome, it's gonna be loud. We know we can't hear anything, so we're gonna have to use instincts more than anything else. And we have a veteran group of guys who can do that on offense, defense, and special teams. We have guys who can communicate without saying a word, and we have to go out there and we really have to play sharp. And like I say, protect the football at all costs. Protect that ball, and if we have to punt, we punt. But you know, then we have to go on defense and get some stops. And the more times we have the ball, I think the better chances we have of winning the game.
Rob, were you happy with the way you guys played as a road team last year? 5-3.
It really doesn't matter now. It's a new season, you know. Can't worry about it. The biggest game we lost was at home, so it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? We really just have to go out and kind of establish our identity early for this football team, and that's what we're out to do. And we have the personnel, we have the system. We still have to go out there and do it. You got to go out there and strap it up for 60 minutes and give it your best and see what happens.
Brad, you get a milestone periodically now at this point in your career. 800 mean anything, 15th guy?
Not worry about it. I'll worry about it when my career is over. I'll come find you. You can give me some stats or something. Tell me what I did. So, but I'm not worried about it right now. I like wins. I want the stats for the most wins as a receiver. That's what I want. That's more important to me than anything.
What do you think about this receiving core?
Our receiving core? Oh, we got a good group, man. We got a up and down the roster. We have a group of guys that are hungry to get on the field. I mean, they have first and second team, but we don't have first and second team. We have guys that go out there and they know their role, and their role is to help us win football games. And, you know, I expect all of our guys to make plays. We're only as good as the weakest link, and our weakest link is pretty good. And that's all of us. We're all the same. We're all one. And we're going to go out there, and like we say every week, we're going to ride together no matter what, good or bad or indifference. We got to stay together and find a way to help our football team get the ball down the field and get in the end zone.
What has impressed you about Javon since the game?
His attention to detail has been excellent, because it's a lot different than what he was used to. And the guy comes in with tremendous work habits. And that in itself, you know, he's a humble guy. At the same time, he has a swagger about him that you like, you know what I'm saying? And I, like I said, I can't wait to see him, you know, make some plays. I really want to see him go out there and make plays. Like I told him today, if you catch a touchdown, the first person you're going to probably see is me. You know, I celebrate because I get to get off the field when you score. And that's what's best for the team. It's for us getting the ball in the end zone, finding a way to move that ball systematically down the field. We get a chance to go over the top, and he's one of those guys that can do that for us.